First Perek in Megillah, Mishnah Hey. Since we mentioned that there's no difference between Adarish and Adarshein, now we're going to go through a whole list of Ein Beins. There's no big difference between two things. We're going to contrast various halachas from Kol HaToyra Kulo. So, Ein Bein Yontav L'Shabbos El Oichel Nefesh Bilvad. The Mishnah says that the only difference between Yontav and Shabbos, what is permitted and what is not permitted, is that on Yontav, you're allowed to cook food that you're going to eat on Yontif, and Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook food at all. There are other differences, and Shabbos is a skila, koris, Yontif not, but we're not talking about the stringency of the Isra, what acts are permitted, what acts are usr. Yeah. So, that, Rabbi Vega points out, there are some Yishayim that say, Shvisas behemto, that the fact that you're not allowed to let your animal do work applies only in Shabbos and not in Yontif. And those shitas do not seem to coincide with a Mishnah that says the only difference is Eichel Nefesh. Ein ben Shabbos to Yom Kippur, Melech, it says Doine B'Dayodim, it says Doine B'Karis. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur in respect to the Malachas, because every Malach that applies in Shabbos applies in Yom Kippur. Over here, the only difference is in respect to the punishment, that Shabbos is death penalty by Skil if someone's Mechal Shabbos, whereas Yom Kippur, if someone's Mechal Yom Kippur, either by eating or by doing Malacha, he has to... he gets karis, he does not get punished by bezin. Yeah.